Turkey must pay! Turkey must pay!
It has taken nearly a century, but Armenians are now confident that the world will soon recognize the Armenian genocide. Tony Vartanian, chairperson of the Armenian National Committee of New York, offered this statement.
When countless documentation from U.S. ambassadors, British ambassadors, say the same stories that the survivors and the grandparents of ours say, then that's the truth. There's no denying it. When Raphael Lemkin coined the word genocide and brought it to the attention of the United Nations, the genocide term was something that he had searched for after seeing what happened to the Armenians and then also seeing what his people went through during World War II.
The Turkish protesters, only 100 yards down Broadway, carried signs stating that Armenians had also been involved in massacres. Many were young and feel that they are being unfairly singled out.
Armenians claim that during the World War I, Ottomans slaughtered 1.5 million Armenians in their area. And according to the Census Bureau of Ottoman Empire, there were less than that many number of Armenians living at that time in the whole country.
According to you, this never happened?
That happened, actually, but not the way they claim it happened. When Ottoman Empire were in war with Russia, Armenians took part with Russian army because of the Russians' promise for independence for them.
Ottoman, for its national security, had to relocate the Armenian people to other parts of Turkey at that time.
But for Anush Tartolian, an Armenian nationalist, relocation is doublespeak for deportation. And she spoke of atrocities sponsored by the Turkish authorities.
They ordered all the men out of the village where they shot them. Then the women and children were forced to go on long deportation marches in the desert where many of them were raped, starved. Many women threw themselves into the rivers rather than be tortured by the Turks. This genocide has happened and the Turks do not admit it because they don't want to give us reparations. Why should Jews get reparations from the Germans but Armenians don't get reparations from the Turks?
The argument for reparations, however, could be a reason why the recognition of the Armenian genocide has been slow. The 1948 United Nations definition of genocide is extremely broad, and many countries, including the United States, may one day find themselves judged for their own genocides in the court of world opinion. Indeed, accusations of crimes against humanity have been long used for political gain. Professor Israel Charney, president of the International Association of Genocide Scholars and guest speaker at St. Vatan Cathedral in Manhattan last Thursday, urged the audience to remain focused.
Unfortunately, genocide is a global issue, and I very much want to combine commemoration of the genocide of our people with having Native American representation, having Cambodian representation, making this a worldwide human problem. I strongly agree with having the stories of survivors always teaming up with this being a problem for us as human beings.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynne.